This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-ameen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Take one more time. All right, so yesterday at Fajr, I told the story about rizq. I'm going to stay with that theme because these are the days of spending, right? And then Ramadan is the month of spending. And when it comes to spending and rizq, a lot of times people get a little anxious, a little worried about where the rizq is going to come from. And we're all familiar with the verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. And in the heavens is your rizq, your provision. And what you've been promised. And rizq, by the way, isn't just money. Rizq is ma yuntafa' bihi. Whatever you benefit from is rizq. So knowledge is rizq, wisdom is rizq, courage is rizq, money also is rizq. And that's the one that most people are concerned about. And we also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will find him a way out. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide for him from where he doesn't even expect it. And that's what makes it more powerful. When you know your sources of income, and then suddenly it comes to you from a place you weren't expecting whatsoever. And I always say, like, Allah Azza wa Jal does this so we can learn to be courageous. We learn to trust him and we're not afraid to spend the next time around. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is planning for you in your rizq, you will get it no matter who stands in your way. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed you're not going to get, you will not get it no matter what you do. And the story I have today is narrated by a man, his name is Ahmad ibn Israel. He says, كنت أعمل كاتبا عند محمد بن عبد الملك الزيات. He said, I used to work as a katib, which is kind of like a secretary for one of the rulers. His name was Muhammad ibn Abd al-Malik al-Zayyat, who used to be working under the Khalifa al-Wathiq. And he was very close to the Khalifa, very close to al-Wathiq. And he had a lot of power and access to a lot of wealth. And he had the capacity to help people. But they described him, they said, وَكَانَ لَئِيمًا بَخِيلًا. He was a mean person, and he was a very stingy individual, and he would not give anyone a single dirham. So the first lesson is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in a position to help people, make sure that you're at their service. Make sure that you help them, because this is a great blessing and a great opportunity. There's a statement from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and it's very powerful. He says, La ahad aman alay. He said, there's no one who has more of a favor upon me than a man who has some kind of problem or calamity in his life. And he stayed up all night thinking, from all the people that he knows, who can I go to? Whom can I go to in the morning to help me with this problem? And in the morning, he comes to me. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is saying, I can't thank this person enough. I am so indebted to this person that from all of the creation, he thought well of me that he would come to me and ask me to help with his problem. So if people call you for things, and I had a friend, he was complaining to me. He said, this guy, every time he needs a ride to the airport, he calls me. He said, I never hear from him anytime. But he needs a ride to the airport, he calls me. That's the only time I see him or I get a call from him. And he was upset. And I was thinking, subhanAllah, he thinks highly of you. That he trusts that you will be the one to serve him and help him in time of need. And I must say, I was very happy one time a family called this masjid and they said their father is returning from overseas and their mother doesn't drive and the sibling is working and no one is there to pick him up from the airport. So they called the masjid. And wallahi, it was such an honor that you would call click because you need someone to be picked up from the airport. It was such a great thing that this is how you think of your masjid. And alhamdulillah, we arranged it for them and everything. But it's a great thing when someone comes to you with a problem or you have a position to help people. But this man, Muhammad ibn Abdul Malik al-Zayyat, he didn't help anyone. They said, yeah, and he said, لا يعطي سائلا ولا يكرم ضيفا. He doesn't give anyone asking anything and he doesn't even honor his guests. Then one day a man by the name of Abdullah al-Hubayri, his name was Ibrahim ibn Abdullah al-Hubayri. This man Abdullah al-Hubayri, he used to work for the government in the past. He had positions of power and his father also used to work for the government. And then his situation changed and he lost his position and he became poor. And so he came to the office يعني, of this man, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Malik al-Zayyat, hoping to get a position or hoping to get some money. And he's someone of standing. So he came and he would sit in the gathering of the Amir and he would ignore him. He would never turn to him and see what he needs. And he understood people come, they need help. So he kept ignoring him. And he would come every day and they would never look at his situation or attempt to help him. And so this man, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Malik al-Zayyat, he tells our narrator, Ahmad ibn Israel, he tells him, go to that man and tell him the Amir knows what you want. And tell him, wallahi la'in jalasa fi makanihi hadha 'aman kamilan. If he sits in this place for a full year, wallahi he's not going to see a dirham from me, a silver dirham from me. So our narrator tells him, he said, I can't go say that to him. He said, you have no choice. You go tell him exactly what I told you. He said, so I went home to my own home and I took 3,000 dirhams and I came and I gave it to them, to the man, to Abdullah al-Hubayri. He said, I gave it to him and I said, look, this is from me. So just take it and go. He said, from you, from your home? He said, yes. He said, I didn't come here to get something from you. I came here to get something from the Amir. He said, wallahi, the Amir has said some things that I don't want to repeat to you. So just take this and go. He said, Lala, you have to tell me what he said. You have to. So he said, if you sit in this place for a full year, wallahi, you're not going to get a single dirham from me. He said, قَدْ سَمِعْتُ مَا قَالْ. I have heard what he said. أَوَ أَنْتَ مُبَلِّغًا عَنِّي مَا أَقُولُ. Are you going to go tell him word for word what I'm going to say to him? He said, yes. He said, go tell him, I used to come to you once a day. And now I'm going to come to you twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. And whatever Allah has written for me, I am going to get it, رَغْمَ أَنْفُ, يعني, which means whether you like it or not, I'm going to get it. And if I don't get anything, at least I will just bother you with my presence. Just you seeing my face every day, it's going to bother you. All right? And he said from that day, he would come twice during the morning gathering and then later on in the later part of the day. And Muhammad ibn Abd al-Malik al-Zayyat, every time he would see him, he would get upset. He said, جَاءَ اللَّئِيمُ جَاءَ الْكَرِيهُ جَاءَ سَيُّءُ الطَّبْعُ. He would say, this mean person has come. This wicked guy is here now. It would just bother him. So our narrator then, Ahmad ibn Israel, he says one day, the Khalifa al-Wathiq, he called Muhammad ibn Abd al-Malik al-Zayyat to his palace, and I went with him, being his right-hand man. And when we went there, he entered upon the Khalifa, and I sat in this other area waiting for him to finish. He said, then after a while, he came out, and his face changed, and he looks like he's in shock. And I said, did anything happen with the Khalifa? He said, wallahi, I've never experienced a day stranger than this in my life. He said, what happened? He said, I walked into the Khalifa al-Wathiq and we started discussing certain things. And then the Khalifa says, I want you to nominate a person for me. I want to put him in charge of one of the major cities in the Muslim Empire. So give me a name of someone, a candidate. He said, I couldn't think of any name. My mind just went blank. And I just stood there like this. And the Khalifa got impatient and started yelling at me. He said, hey, I'm talking to you. Give me a name of somebody. He said, because of how often I see Ibrahim ibn Abdullah al-Hubayri, I couldn't think of anything. So I said, Abdullah al-Hubayri. Khalifa said, Abdullah al-Hubayri? Yes, yes, I know him. He's an excellent man. And his father was an excellent man. And he served us also in the government. Yes, Abdullah al-Hubayri is excellent. He said, when the Khalifa started praising him, I got worried. I said, no, not Al-Hubayri. I meant to say Abdullah Al-Zubayri. He said, I know Al-Zubayri. He is a good man. But Al-Hubayri is much better than him. Absolutely, yes. Al-Hubayri, we're going to put Al-Hubayri in charge. He started to say, no, I don't think he's a good person. So the Khalifa figured something is going on. He said, what's going on? Did anything happen between you and him? And be honest with me. He said, I told the Khalifa the full story and what he said to me, and I'm going to take it whether you like it or not. So the Khalifa started to laugh. He said, he is going to get it whether you like it or not. I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's poor and he doesn't even look good. He can't go represent us. He says, then give him 100,000 silver dirhams. And that's also from the rizq that he's going to get despite whether you like it or not. And he said, when I walked, the Khalifa kept laughing. And as I was walking out, he was on his back laughing and saying, he got it whether you like it or not. And so, of course, the lesson is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that you're going to get some rizq, you don't need to cheat, you don't need to lie on your resume, you don't need to do some underhanded or some shortcuts or anything like that. Rizq is coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that. And I would say that if some multimillionaire came to you and said, hey, listen, what's the problem? You don't like your job, or you don't think it's halal, or just quit and I'll take care of you. And you know he's a billionaire. Like, how confident will you be? You go in next day, you quit and yell at the boss and everything because I have someone backing me up. Like, we don't compare Allah to his creation. When Allah Azza wa Jal promises, why don't we trust it the same way we trust the billionaire? So our rizq is written and it will come to you no matter what. You just do your part and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does his part. And in the months of spending, the months of infaq and Ramadan, in these days, don't be worried, don't be afraid. I'm sure every single one of us has an experience where they gave and the money came to them immediately and from where they least expected. Jazakum Allah khairan, may Allah accept from you. Naam. Kamil. Taib. So, khalas, taib. I was being indirect, but let me be direct. Huh? So you understand, yani, as communities in North America, like we, the responsibility is on us. No one else is going to come do it. No one else is going to come and give a check for our masjid. This is our responsibility. You know, the classes that we hold here, from Quran to Islamic studies to weekend schools, all these things are for our community and for our children. And it's our responsibility. So what I was really trying to say indirectly was, we're going to be fundraising soon, right? And in Ramadan, we don't fundraise in the middle of the year. You know that. We've never done that. We just, everything we need, we gather in the month of Ramadan. And there are many places to put your wealth. But like I said on Friday, you know, calamities in different parts of the world, people from all over the world will give towards that. But a masjid in Clear Lake called Clear Lake Islamic Center, no one from China is going to send a check for it. No one from Chicago is going to say this is for Click. But it's for the people of Click. That's you. All right?